This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hey everyone, we're back for another episode of Style and Conversation, and I'm extremely excited about this episode because we're continuing our series, So You Fancy, Huh? And today we're talking about all things nails, and I'm excited because I have Miss Errol Moore with us, and she is an extremely talented nail artist with years of experience in the game. And so we're going to talk to her about the history of nail art, how to maintain healthy nails in between your appointments, all the things that your nail tech wishes that you knew. And we're just going to have a great conversation. So yes. I'm going to start this out by reading her bio. So with over 20 years of experience in the beauty industry, her journey began at Carver Votech High. Although she initially chose to work in corporate America after graduating, she continued to practice hairstyling at home. In 2014, she made the pivotal decision to return to the beauty industry and enrolled at Paul Mitchell, the school in Jessup, Maryland. This re-education experience played a vital role in her success, and she is extremely grateful for it. What truly drives her in her work is the ability to uplift individuals and help them rediscover self-love through the art of nail design. With a comprehensive understanding of nail care, nail art, color theory, chemistry, and geometry, she takes pleasure in sharing her expertise with both clients and aspiring professionals. Let us embrace our beauty and celebrate it rather than conceal it. I love that. And all right. I think that's a good way to bring it in. And looking at your nail designs, you definitely obviously encourage your clients to do that. Mm-hmm. So I want to jump right in. Tell us about Errol and Exalted Nails and how that came to be.
Well, I'm a spiritual person. So most people, if they know, it's, you know, Exalted is the Most High. So I gave, you know, I feel like that every day we present ourselves as a gift. So my gifts were given to me by God, and my hands are part of my body and my being. So with me to be able to create art with my hands, whether it be hair, skin or nails, I just embraced that. And then I said, you know what? My favorite shape of nail is stiletto. And why not Exalted Stiletto Nails? So here we go. And not to mention, I'm a shoe lover too. So you can't, a girl loves a great stiletto. Well, platform now, huh?
I know. Listen, I was all about the stilettos in college and I still will wear them, but I definitely go more for the platforms now. Yeah. To have position on the ball. Girl, that's what kills you when you're standing in line when you get into the lounge, honey. Mm-hmm. Like,
They're figuring out ways to make them non-slip by putting got to be glued in it and all kinds of things. Not that I've done that, but it's just kind of funny to me, but that's going on. But yeah, so, you know, that's how I got my name for the business. And I just enjoy the art of nails and the evolution that it has happened over the last 25 years.
So tell me how you got to the point where you are now. Like, what is your story behind this part of your journey?
So getting to the point of a not only a business owner, but actually a storefront owner, a nail salon owner. It was just growth and determination and support, you know, not only from family members, but support from clients. You know, clients are your biggest supporters. They make you, they break you. So, you know, when we're a customer facing, client facing environment where we're servicing people, it's like the service industry can go up or down. So you never know how volatile it can be. But you have to remain consistent no matter what, and fair and knowledgeable, you know, that's what sets you apart from the rest. So I began I began in 96 when I started high school. Like I said, I was in Carverville Tech, and I, like back then, African Americans typically would only do designs on nails. So, you know, like the designs, and that's pretty much it. The Asian culture does the full set. But me in high school, seeing as though we were cosmetology and we were a vocational technical school, so we had trades. My trade was cosmetology. I was great at full sets, so that's what we did in school. I did the full sets, and then a friend of mine, my classmate, she did the designs. So fast forward over those years, I decided to get back into the nail industry. I have plantar fasciitis, so I couldn't stand on my feet as much as I could doing hair. So I decided to sit down, and the next best thing to sit down and do it. I mean, I always had the love of nails. I got my nails done. I would spend $150 on a month on nails. And I'm like, man, this is a lucrative business now. I remember $35 full sets with designs, you know? And it's like, you know, your parent could pay for your nails when you're a teenager, and they just give you two $20 bills and you can have a whole set. Now you can't even get two fingernails with $40. But just that start, in 2019, I was at a small studio at a franchise called Solo Salons. And then I branched into, here October of last year. So I just, you know, kept growing, kept pushing full steam ahead. And I just thought that every time I felt like I plateaued, like, oh my God, this is what's next. What's next on this journey? This can't be it. I'm like, okay, so let me bring people on the team. And when I started bringing people on my team, I'm like, okay, so this is the next step. And it brought me here.
So I want to go back. Can you tell me what you're comfortable sharing with the listeners more about the health condition that you talked about? Because I'm not familiar with that. And that's a big part of your journey as to started to focus on nail artistry. So just whatever you're comfortable sharing about that.
Oh yeah, it's actually very common.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'm sure you're not the only person that has encountered that condition.
Yeah, so it's the bottom of your heel. It creates immense pain. Sometimes it's actually sometimes coupled with restless leg syndrome. And because you're standing so long, it's like the nerves in your legs and your feet, they swell. And then the legs, it just feels like you won't stop moving. And then the plantar fasciitis is basically the bottom of your feet is so tender to the touch. It's like, I think the doctor explained to me, it's an area where the heel of your foot fuses together and it just gets inflamed. So standing daily on it, you know, all day long, walking around and just shifting weight from foot to foot, it just creates a disaster for some people. And I had K-mark mats and things like that. The sensitivity just still presented itself. So I was like, okay, I can't do this anymore. And I don't want to get shots in my foot. So I was like, something has to give. I don't want to be behind the chair for 25. Well, I was all behind the chair for that many years. I don't want to be behind the chair for 40 years. I want to sit down and give my feet a break and my back.
Yeah. What were some of your symptoms to where you noticed, okay, this is becoming an issue?
Well, I fell one night when I went to use the bathroom. I kind of woke up out of my sleep, and then I was like, I got up, and then the pain was so excruciating, I fell. And I was like, what is going on with my feet? And so I grabbed my foot, and I was like, it was kind of numb, but it hurt. It just hurt the heel of my foot, like underneath, and then the back, like at the back center of your heel. It was just so tender, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is... It goes away. Like I put a frozen bottle of water on it. And, you know, sometimes they say rub a tennis ball on it. Well, not with your hand, but you put the tennis ball on the floor or the bottle, frozen bottle of water on the floor, and you just rub your foot across it. But it's a lot of people suffer from it. I have clients that actually suffer from it that I have to treat here with massages during their pedicure service. And a lot of them are my postal workers.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I'm glad you shared that portion of it from mm-hmm. clients that deal with it. Because I immediately made me think about people that are standing throughout the day, and whether it's constant movement or not, just mm-hmm. Having empathy. So I appreciate you sharing that. And I'm glad sure. you listened to your body and mm-hmm. didn't just throw it away like, oh, this was just a fluke. Like,
yeah,
I'm glad that you paid attention and then mm-hmm. took action to take care of yourself.
Yes. So
thank you for sharing that.
Sure, so no problem.
I wanted to ask you, being a business owner now, going from being just the solo artist in your business to now managing a team, what has that transition been like for you? What are some things that you found to be really important now with managing a team?
I feel like my motherhood, I have a 20-year-old daughter. I feel like she has also bred me for this this transition. Just being able to oversee somebody, their well-being, their goods, their bads. And I'm a natural born teacher. So mm-hmm. I love to teach. I love to see my teachings in someone else grow. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like with being a mother and doing different things, it was just like, okay, now it's time to nurture people and just kind of branch out. And I want to create more of me, because this is not the only location that I want. I want to get a couple more in the DMV area. Mm-hmm. I want to branch out across the U.S. and just kind of make it a brand.
You will branch out across the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I am so excited for that part, you know, but we got to get everything shared up here.
I like that. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Okay. So I want to talk about the history of nail art. And you touched on this a little bit when you were talking about your start when you started practicing nail artistry. Mm-hmm. So I want to dive into that a little bit deeper, but I did some research before our episode.
Okay.
And I didn't realize how deep the history of nail artistry is and manicures. So mm-hmm. something that I found is that manicuring actually dates back 4,000 years ago mm-hmm. in places such as Southern Babylonia, Egypt. The Romans actually painted their nails with a mixture of sheep, fat, and blood.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Blood to make them red.
Yes, yes. And I love a good red nail. I actually, when I was little, go to the nail salon when I was like 3, I would go with my aunt. And she would let me get my nails painted. And mm-hmm. I'm like, paint them red. So that was really interesting to me. Something else I found is that Turkish women created a pink tint for the nails from boiled rose petals.
Mm-hmm.
And women in biblical times painted their fingernails and toenails and feet with henna juice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so this is actually mentioned in the Song of Solomon, which I want to go look that up. And
okay.
It still happens in certain parts of the Middle Eastern culture today.
Yeah.
So
it's part of their henna designs. I actually do henna as well. So that's all, you know, all things hands.
Yeah. So I wanted to talk about that. And then something that you and I talked about during our pre-call when we were prepping for this interview is just how Black women have played such a pivotal role in nail artistry. Obviously, we see that the history of manicures dates back thousands of years.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I wanted to just acknowledge, with you being a Black nail artist, I wanted to just touch on the history of that. And so something that I found is that since the conception of acrylic nails in the 1950s, Black women have actually been defying that convention and pouring their self-expression through designs in their nail artistry, with artists such as Billie Holiday, Josephine Baker, mm-hmm. Ethel mm-hmm. Moses. I just wanted to geek out for a minute and talk about that, and then touch on what you said about how in the Asian salons, they were doing more like sets, but the Black nail techs were doing designs. Can we talk about that for a second?
Yeah, absolutely. And that, you know, like I said, people always want to know what sets you apart. People are creatures of habit, you know, so even with the knowledge, sometimes they still remain in their own zone. Okay, well, I go to whomever and I get my nails done, and I want to keep getting my nails done. I get my nails done every 2 weeks. Like, it's changed. And the reason why those every 2 weekers existed is because of the MMA product. It's actually powdered. The dentists use this powder to create teeth. The FDA has banned it, but they still use it. It breaks down your nail bed, and it thins it out. So when I get a lot of customers that come in here that go to the traditional nail salons, past traditional, because we are going to become tradition now, in our space. So they would go to those traditional nail salons, and it's like,
This podcast is supported by The Real Real. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
How long have you been going here? Because, like, your nail, I can bend your nail, natural nail, and it turns white. You know, there's a stress point in everyone's nails, but when I can bend the nail bed and it literally bends with the, with my touch, I'm like, sometimes I've even turned people away because I'm like, I don't want to put more acrylic on their nail. Now, if they, I want this on my nail, I'm like, I can't do that. If you want me to do a gel manicure, if you want me to treat it. Even people coming in with fungus one time, I actually did do consultations with clients for $20 just to carve out the space. This one person, she was a postal worker, and I realized our postal workers get really beat up, man, out in the streets. Just the boots, protecting their feet, the mail, whatever. But she literally, I said, I want you to send me a picture of it so I can look at it and go back to my reference manual, which I still go to, just to make sure that I'm diagnosing these correctly, because I'm a cosmetologist, not a nail tech, not just a limited nail technician or manicurist, which are the other two licenses that you can get. So being an ologist, I'm studying the background of certain things. So she came in and she had this ugly fungus, saying that it was fungus because fungus can be white.
This was on her nail bed?
Her nail beds. And the way her nail, they were under her nail bed. So her nail beds, each nail bed was lifted completely away from the nail and only attached at the cuticle. And there was white and under each and every nail bed. And of course, I'll wear gloves when I'm doing these diagnoses. And like, she's like, I'm so upset at the fact that I just did not pay attention that this got so bad. She's like, this messes with my ego. It messes with everything about me because my hands are the first thing that people see in my work. She said, it's dead, like summertime. This was like two or three years ago. She's like, it's hot outside. It's 90 degrees and I have gloves on. So I told her to see her dermatologist. Usually I refer people to dermatologists for their hands and a podiatrist for their feet if they have fungal infections there. But fungus is an infection and it needs to be treated. I cannot treat fungal infections. At least I'm not supposed to. We're not supposed to. But you see people clipping nails back and all kinds of crazy things. And I'm like, I'm just not going to do that here. I have a license and I have other people that I'm teaching and I want them to do it the right way. So as far as nail designs and nail art, well, that's part of the healthcare portion. I'm really big on healthcare. So beyond the natural nail, then I can start laying your acrylic, and we're an authorized salon for a Prey Gel X, which is a whole nail applied to the nail with hard gel. with soft gel, sorry. And we create designs over that. I have many different designs that I've done with on top of a prey, as well as sculpture nails with acrylic. So I feel like the evolution of nails have become so much from where we're using just paint to create those, you know, little flowers from the 90s and things like that, to full on art where we're drawing characters on nails, and we're drawing scenes, and we're building a nail into an aquarium where we have things floating. And I'm like, this is big. And I, you know, if you're not in this industry, some people downplay that. That's all you do is nails. Oh, baby, okay. That is not all I do. That is what I do. Right. So I just,
that's,
I just,
so
get
shocking to me. I believe it. Girl, y'all do art. So that's why I wanted to talk to you. So, yeah, no, thank you for sharing that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's it. That's it. Really, because I mean, the evolution, I'm here for it. I want to teach. You know, I have amazing people that work with me, the young ladies that work with me. And I mean, some of them have wanted to do this for forever, you know, since they could pick up a paintbrush. Mm-hmm. And I'm just working with different young ladies. I just embrace that. And I just want them to, the one thing I want nail technicians to remember is don't lose your passion. Because if you're passionate about it, you never work a day in your life. So every time you come in or a client comes in and you get to work on them and they show you their nail inspo and they're like, hey, just give me a custom design. I want these colors or whatever. And you just go for it. Clients trust you like that. You know, once they get to know you, they're like, I just want something for my birthday. I just want Pocahontas, or I just want this, or I want to look like, you know, sci-fi. And Halloween is, my birthday is the 30th, so I love Halloween. So when I get it, I dress the shop up for Halloween and all kinds of things. So I'm excited for the things that are about to come in the next couple of months. So, you know, that's how I feel about nail art. I love it.
So I want to ask you, because I'm excited about everything that you talked about. So when, in your opinion, when do you think it was a pivotal moment where nail art started to shift and we started to see, I would say, like, the masses embrace really going there with nail art and trying different shapes, designs, and being more bold and saying, okay, I'm thinking these colors, do this. Because I've seen, there's a nail artist in New Orleans. I think she worked on the set for Claws. She has a salon. And so she has a special where it's like artist choice or something like that. Mm-hmm. So like what you were saying, your clients are comfortable doing that with you. When do you think we got to that point?
So I'm going to be honest with you, because I was doing hair. Mm-hmm. The only thing that I did with nails was I would visit the salon, and I looked at some of my nail designs when I used to take pictures of my nails, like in the early, I was like 2010 and whatnot. And I'm just like, after, I'm going to say between like 2015, because I remember going to cosmetology school again, Paul Mitchell, and I saw a different nail design. I'm going to say like 2015 up until now, for the last 10 years, that's when it's just started blowing up. Now, some other nail technicians may say, no, it's been the whole time. But personally, I wasn't in the nail culture. I was in the hair culture. So I would go to Warner Brothers and things like that. So I was big in the hair world. So I kind of got out of the nail part of it. And I would just have, you know, a manicure, or I would just have a French, which was my go-to, which is still a go-to, that American manicure background, that deep pink with that white tip. People love that. But now, of course, we've evolved to pink pink background with teal tips, you know, multicolored tips. So yeah, I just think over the last 10 years for me, it has grown, where we've started adding actual crystals on the nails and, you know, other things, junk nails and butterflies and, you know, encapsulation. Now, encapsulation was really new for me over the last few years. And I love encapsulation. I make them myself. If someone brings something in here, some nail designs are actually AI. They have created this way to build AI on the nail. And I'm like, use AI to build a design on a nail. And I'm like, I don't know if somebody can do that, but I really feel like that was not a human that made that design, but I try.
Can you educate me? What is encapsulation?
So encapsulation is, I'm going to scoot out of screen really quickly. Okay. All right, so I make a lot of these. Now, this is a, just the jar that I use. This is not, I use, my whole line is Valentino.
Okay.
But if you can see, let's see, my nail here. My nail here is encapsulated. Can you actually see that?
Yes, yeah, I see that.
Okay, so that's encapsulation. What happens is there's whatever your design is in the background of the nail, and you lock it in with a clear, I'm sorry. I'm
on
my desk.
You're on
this. And this phone never rings.
Call from.
Sorry. So you lock it in with a clear coat of acrylic.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
That is
and
so.
It's so many things that you can lock in the nail. Oh, that's a better one. You can see it there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is
so that's
that
glitter? Mm-hmm.
Is that what we see a lot with Gel X?
Like so Gel X is just a clear nail. Okay. Sometimes you can put a design in, on it and then lock it in with a top coat of polish.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, that's about it.
Okay. All right. Okay. So one other thing I wanted to go back to when you were talking about nail health, because I think that's mm-hmm. important.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the common things that you see? I know you talked about a fungus, but what are some of the other... And if that may be the largest thing that you see when clients come to you for an appointment, or they may be like a first time client or for a consultation. And then to take it beyond that, what are some things that we can do to maintain our nail health?
Well, pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention mm-hmm. and ask questions. Do mm-hmm. not be afraid to ask people questions if they're touching your body. At the end of the day, if they're using an implement that they've used on someone else, that's wrong.
Yeah.
If they are taking a sanding bit, which is an e-file, they use the e-file and that little sanding band thing that they usually put all over your on your toes or your nails to clear out the dead cuticle or whatever, that does not get reused. That
mm-hmm.
gets thrown away. You know, if you don't see them pulling the implements out of some kind of barbicide or sterilized pouch or something like that, ask questions. This is something that's supposed to happen. And if you second guess it, don't think just because you have a function to go to, oh, girl, I got girls' night tonight, my birthday. No, do not jeopardize your health with knowing your common sense is telling you, hey, something's not right here.
Mm-hmm.
That's where it starts at. Knowledge is power. And some of us already know. We don't own, to this day, I think I've visited maybe six nail technicians,
mm-hmm.
different salons, but six nail technicians. So I know the difference when someone is doing the right thing and when someone is doing the wrong thing. So just say something. Don't be afraid to ask.
Yeah, I'm glad that you encouraged ladies not to be in a rush and take a pause and one, pay attention, but also speak up.
Mm-hmm.
What are some, and the person that you told us about, I'm glad you encouraged her to go see her dermatologist.
Oh yeah.
And not, that speaks to your integrity as a service provider to not just be like, all right, well, whatever, let me just get your money and
mm-mm.
keep it pushing. But for it to be that bad, to be like lifted off her nail bed.
Yeah.
I know that had to be uncomfortable as well.
Absolutely. She has Band-Aids. She wore Band-Aids on her nails to help them not get snagged when she's working. That was the most drastic I've ever seen it. Now, I have never seen anybody else come out like that, but
mm-hmm.
I don't know. People go through things. People, even with like cancer and things like that, if someone's like, I'll ask questions, do you have any allergies for new people? Have you, are you going through any, you know, chemo or things like that? Because you're not supposed to use a UV light on chemo patients at all. You're not supposed to use, most doctors, oncologists tell you do not use acrylic nails and do not use UV lights. So when I do chemo patients, it's typically polish, just a straight manicure and polish so that they can still feel beautiful.
You're educating me and I'm sure so many listeners in this process. And that speaks to again, I'm going to take it back to integrity and then also your education, because you have a background in a multitude of areas within the beauty industry, and that obviously plays a role in how well you're able to do your job in this sense. So, yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Okay. So while we're talking about health, I'm going to pause and talk about our sponsor for the first season. So our sponsor for this first season of Styling Conversation is a company called Vite Authority. You all have heard me speak about them. I've talked about them on our social media page, and I'm holding their multi-collagen protein. This is the product that I have been consuming now for 3 years. I've noticed tremendous change within my hair, my skin, my nails, all of these things, my overall health, energy, a lot of factors. And I actually have the tropical punch flavor here. The strawberry is also really good. They just have a variety of options. Another product that I really enjoy is their Melt PM capsule. So there are some nights where if I was a little bit too active before going to bed, I have some trouble falling asleep. So I like to consume this, and this actually helps with appetite control, sleep support, metabolism, as well as curbing cravings. So all the keys to maintaining a healthy weight and metabolism. And so share a little bit more about Vite Authority. Give me 1 second, you guys. Okay. So at Vite Authority, we believe everyone should be able to take their health into their own hands. And we envision a future where health and nutrition products are found on counters in every single household. We pride ourselves on being an absolute authority when it comes to health and wellness supplements, and set the standard on providing high quality, science-based, clean, tested, and proven products for every person from every walk of life. Vite Authority can now be found at GNC retail stores.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
As well as other retailers nationwide, and has gone international in Canada, the Dominican Republic, Panama, the Caribbean, and Africa. For more information about Vite Authority and their commitment to promoting women's health, wellness, and active lifestyles, please visit www.viteauthority.com. And that is spelled VITAUTHORITY. And all of the podcast listeners will receive 15% off their entire collection of products by using the code STYLEDBYJESS. That is STYLEDBYJESS. Okay, so let's jump back into our questions. So as a professional in this industry, what are some things that you wish your clients had a better understanding about when it comes to nail artistry?
Ask the question one more time, please.
Yeah. So as a professional nail artist and growing business owner, what are some things you wish your clients had a better understanding about when it comes to nail artistry? And just nail appointments, all the things that encompass that.
From a client perspective.
Mm-hmm.
That we're human too. That's the one thing that I would love for people to embrace, is that we're human too. So we have, you know, hours of operation, and sometimes I'll make some adjustments where I'm working a 7 to 7, you know, I'm human. I do have a family. And the one thing that I realize as we go on throughout the day, sometimes we may not even have a meal because we're just back to back to back. Mm-hmm. I realize we have to carve out time to eat, carve out time to just step away, and just respect time sometimes, you know, being late and or not showing up for appointments when we are counting on you to be here and you don't have the simple respect to just say, hey, I'm not going to be there. Even if you're within my 48-hour cancellation window, just call and say, hey, I'm not going to be there. So that's one thing. I just would appreciate if more people would understand. Now, I have beautiful clients. They have the respect that it takes to make sure that I am happy when they walk in, as well as they're happy when they leave. So I feel like it's a respect factor on both ends. And that's just kind of it. I don't have to really educate clients on how to be good clients. You have good people who turn into good clients slash good friends, good family. And then you have other people that are just going to be who they are and not respect your craft, your brand, your hours, your anything. So that's essentially all that I feel like that I would need clients to know. And also, oil your cuticles. Take care of your nails. Mm-hmm. If you're going to take time out and go to some other, nail technician outside of me because you can't get in for a repair or something like that, I'm off, I'm on vacation or something, do it. But understand that you're not going to get the same service. And if that nail breaks, then remember, I didn't do it. Mm-hmm. I have people that sometimes like, oh my God, my nail broke. And I'm like, wait, I didn't do that. Mm-hmm. Remember? They're like, oh yeah. Well, can you? I'm like, yeah, I can fix it. I can fix it though, you know. Mm-hmm. But just take care of yourself. Take your vitamins. I would love to get the information for that company. I would love to sell an actual vitamin here because I always send them to go get hair, skin, nails by Nature's Bounty. But I really think that what you just said, the offerings that they have, I want to take a look at that.
I'll connect you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So that's primarily it. Just take care of yourself inside, because once your nail grows past your cuticle, it's already dead. You know, it's being fueled fed by blood and things in your nail bed. And of course it hurts like crap, but once it's out, you've already done the damage. Yeah. So you have to fix your nails from within.
You know, what's so funny that you mentioned that, especially in relation to this product. So I actually didn't start getting my nails done until I was 30. Mm-hmm. And I'm about to be 33 this month because it's August now. Thank you.
You're welcome.
My mom wouldn't let me. So in high school, all my girlfriends were going to get their nails done. And she was like, no, because, you know, once you start, you'll have to keep it up. So she wouldn't let me. And so when I always just did them myself. So I started when I became an adult, and I went to a nail technician in New Orleans. To this day, I love her, even though I'm in Atlanta now, but she educated me. She was like, well, your nails are healthy, so we should try polygel. And some salons, they call it hybrid gel. And so I was like, well, what's that? Because I came in, my best friend told me what to do. And I was like, I want acrylic with gel nail polish. Because, girl, I didn't even know what to do. I was a square bear. And so I knew nothing. And so she told me that. And so ever since then, that's what I've been doing. But what I'll do, I'll wear them. I'll get my nails done for about, I'd say like 8-9 months, and then I'll give them a break for a few months. Mm-hmm. The last time I gave them a break, they were extremely brittle because it was my first time learning about having this as a part of incorporating it in my lifestyle. Mm-hmm. But this time, now I've gotten more educated, but when they took the poly gel off, I noticed my nails, they were still soft, but they weren't as brittle. And I was sitting here, I was bugging out. I was like, why are my nails not as bad as last time? And I was like, the collagen.
Excuse me. Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I was like, that's what I've been doing differently over the past year. The last time I had it taken off. So it really does make a difference. And also, two other things that I do when I wash dishes, I use gloves. Like, my friends laugh at me, like, you old lady. And I'm like, whatever, my hands look good. My nails are healthy. So I do that, and I moisturize them throughout the day. And I also use a cuticle oil. So what you're saying, it makes a difference. It really does.
It does. It does. And I forgot to mention, do wear gloves when you're using cleaning products, because it will break down the top coat. Bleach, you know, they're strong chemicals. If they break down your skin, you can actually get contact dermatitis from that kind of stuff. If you have too many chemicals touching your skin, it breaks down your skin, and then you can get contact dermatitis. Even some of our primers, you know, now they've got acid-free primers, but some of the products, if you put too much monomer around someone's skin, that can present contact dermatitis. So that's why you also have to be mindful as a nail technician that while you're applying acrylic and, you know, the primers and things like that, that you try to avoid the skin area around the nail.
Ooh. Okay. Again,
so many things.
Again, that's why this is an important topic. Yeah. Okay. So I want to ask you, what are some skills that are necessary to succeed in your industry?
So I kind of think about this question, are you born with it or do you learn it? Right. Mm-hmm. Are artists, you know, are musicians, were they born with the gift? Did they learn the gift? That's still yet to be determined for me, but I've always been an artist. I was a musician. That's an art, you know, I've always drawn and things like that. So, if that's your passion, then you're going to have to teach yourself and hone in on those skills. Go to classes. I did YouTube University for a while just to learn designing, because the UK is so far advanced than we are in design.
I remember you sharing that during our pre-recording phone call. Yeah.
Yeah. And I followed one person, and like, she's just so fabulous at what she does. And she's just grown, and she's a brand, and you know, she always goes live and do tutorials. I've yet to, you know, branch into that area, but that's what I want to start doing when I get my team acclimated to the daily functions of the business and get their clientele going and rolling. And then I can kind of start doing some. So
you were talking about getting to the point where you want to go live and do tutorials, but your focus right now is getting your team situated and their clientele solid. I see this for you, like master classes.
I actually offer classes.
Okay.
I offer classes. I have not rolled out the classes for 2024 because I was actually building the brand here. Yeah. But I would say fall this year, coming up and into winter, then I'm going to start opening my classes again, because now I actually have a big space, 1,000 square feet. So it's time.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Watch out, y'all. You better be ready. Okay.
Be ready.
So what advice would you share with someone pursuing a career in the nail industry?
Go to school.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of, self-taught. They'll say it in their bio, self-taught. I understand that you're self-taught, but this is a real industry. This is a real career.
Mm-hmm.
Get a license for it so that get your errors and omissions, like get licenses. Well, I'm also a real estate agent, so the E&O is part of real estate. But get your insurance so that you're insured, and that if you happen to nick someone's cuticle and it turns into something major because you don't know their underlying issues, you want to be insured. Mm-hmm. So when you work here, you're insured. Mm-hmm. I have all of that. Just make sure that you dedicate time to your passion. Mm-hmm. If you're going to do this as a part-time gig, then just make sure that you learn. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Even if you want to just get a mentor and become a mentee. I feel like you can do that if you just own it and embracing what you want to do. I always tell my employees, you know, hey, if you come here every day, this is also an entrepreneurship. You want to make sure that you're posting on social media. You want to make sure that you grow your clientele, because that's the one thing that makes you, burnt out, is when you don't have the clientele that you think you should.
Mm-hmm.
We all need to work on it. We got to market ourselves. You know, we have to let people know by doing, even if you grab models and just do some sets on models on a daily basis, do something so that you have some kind of content.
Okay. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that. Let let the people know what you can do and just continue to work on that and be creative mm-hmm. in that. Like you said, getting models and, hey, let's do something.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. Who is your dream client? And it can be more than one person.
Well, if you think about nails that you see, and I'm like, I'm starting to see like new people. Of course, Cardi's been in the game for a while, Cardi B. Mm-hmm. I want to do like Saweetie's been in the nail game, but Marc Jacobs has really been doing the like, if you follow him. Mm-hmm. He has claws, like his nails are clackable, you know.
Yeah.
I would love to do his nails. So it's a couple other people that I thought about. Erykah Badu. Oh my goodness, to sit across from her and just listen to her talk, I would have nothing to say. I would just listen to her talk about life. She's so grounded and, you know, mm-hmm. just has culture, you know, she's cultured and things like that. And also speaking about when you mention history, mm-hmm. a lot of African tribes, did you remember the Woman King movie?
Yes.
She has stiletto nails.
She did.
She did. And I forgot what they were made out of. It almost looked like wood. I can't remember, but that was part of the culture too, you know? Yeah. So it does date back. It dates back years and years.
Yeah, see, and what I love about this conversation is it's so layered. Like, we're talking about beauty, but we're also speaking about the health aspect of it, the history aspect of it, and then just the layers, like what you mentioned about if someone is going through chemo, having to be mindful about that. What you just mentioned about having insurance.
Mm-hmm.
It's so layered, and so I think this conversation is very necessary because mm-hmm. the other thing I wanted to ask you, like you just mentioned some top names that people are used to seeing their nails, right? And they're, mm-hmm. they're known as a part of that for their persona.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel like the nail industry is contributing to the fashion industry, but also what role does it play in someone's personal style?
There are so many, even the most naturalist of manicures are mm-hmm. now trending, you know, mm-hmm. just one line across the tip of the free edge of the nail is it's not necessarily a French manicure, but mm-hmm. it's a nail design.
Mm-hmm.
So from that on all the way up to these, you know, designs and the crystals on the nails, and like I've created, these are diamond kind of I forgot what they call it, pyramids.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so beautiful that we've evolved in such a way from the regular manicure to these nails, and it contributes to the fashion world because designers, they are jewelry, they are using beautiful nails to promote jewelry designs.
Mm-hmm.
You see it on the red carpet. I remember looking at Met Gala and they were just like, they had their hands on their hips and they were talking about their nails.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, excuse me? Okay, this is what I want to see, right?
Mm-hmm.
Even Fashion Week, they'll invite us to London Fashion Week to just do nails or New York Fashion Week to do nails because they want to see, sometimes like even Balenciaga, they want to see long, extravagant, crazy nails with some of their their fashion.
Yeah.
It goes into what they're trying to replicate on the runway.
All those things. Yeah, I love seeing people's individual expression, and whether it's okay, you want to go more simple, like you said, even just like a line across, it's not what it used to be. That's mm-hmm. a form of self-expression. If you want to mm-hmm. go all out and have diamonds on your nails and colors and experiment with different mm-hmm. shapes, you can really do it now. It's not just experimenting with your clothing and accessories. Your nail is an accessory too.
It is absolutely.
Okay, so something else I wanted to ask you, what is your favorite set that you've had on your own nails? Because the one what you have on now is so if that's it, I wouldn't blame you.
No, actually, my favorite set that I've done on my nails was an encapsulation, and usually my nails are probably, if we're looking at my nail, they're usually about that long.
Yeah.
But I just got tired of bumping them and all that stuff. It's definitely a bad attitude, a bad B attitude to have those kind of nails. And you can't do too much when you're doing, you know, have those long nails. But I mean, they're pretty long now. But my favorite set was a long set that I did. And I think I have a video of it over some fire. It was an encapsulation. I had an extended nail bed. I like the terms I'm going to mention is probably something you probably don't know, but I do mention it on my Instagram page of what it actually is, so that when people look at it, they can book it for what it is in the site.
Okay. Educate me again. What is an extended nail bed?
So if you have your regular nail bed, right, that stops right there, and then you start to see your free edge, which is your beige nail, kind of tan beige nail. But if you can see what the French design does, it is actually your nail bed extended. So we can extend the nail bed look with a an acrylic nude or whatever color you want in the background. And that's when it's called an extended nail bed. And then we build the French design out of acrylic. Colored acrylic, yeah.
Again, all these things I have known. Okay. So with that, I have two more questions for you. What do you see for the future of the nail industry?
I just see it evolving from beyond where it is today. I see it growing into this extravagant. I mean, I think it's growing. I mentioned in another conversation that I was having that I would love to have, you know, how they have Brown and Brothers. I want to, like, more than a Premier Orlando, I want a big conference where we can learn about the beginnings of nails on up to, because when you graduate nail school, just like hair school, you're not 100% ready. So if we had like a bridge between school and the actual client facing industry, where you can just kind of have classes for like 2 or 3 days, get into some workshops. And it's just nails. That's how big I think nails are going to be. I think it's that big now, but it's just not out there yet. And my mind is always moving to try and get something started like that.
I agree with you. I think it definitely is there. It would just take someone like you with the expertise and the education to create that. So
yeah,
I agree with you.
Wheels are spinning.
Oh, I know. Listen, I already know. I see so many things for you. So I'm grateful that we're able to witness your talent and speak to you now while we can get you.
Amen.
So, of course, the title of the podcast is Style and Conversation. So I have to ask a style-related question, which you talked about it at the beginning when you spoke about the name of your business. So I actually wanted to ask you what your favorite nail shape was, but I know you mentioned that.
Dun dun dun. I know. It's going to be stiletto. I tried square nails. I've tried coffin. I will make a mean square and a mean stiletto nail, but I'm coffin nail, but I love stiletto. It's just something about what it does to my hands. And, you know, I don't use them as tools, but the designs are just endless on these stilettos and the shape and the this. And they're attention grabbers, you know. That's how I market my business, is by doing my nails and having my – that's a requirement here. You must have your nails done. That way, if you're going into the gas station and you're handing the attendant your card, or Chick-fil-A, you're handing the cashier your card, hey, you want to talk about nails? I make every conversation about nails. Like, wait, we were talking about the price of tea in China. I know. But
the nails.
The nails, though. Yeah.
Well, that just shows your expertise in terms of marketing and bringing it back into the conversation. So when the need is there, they think of you.
Yeah, absolutely. I met this girl today, such and such, you know, just create a lasting memory and make sure you got your name out there.
I like it. And I agree with you. Like, I've gotten into the square nails recently, but I love the shape. My late aunt really instilled that. She always had the almond shape in this one color. And it was just so like classic and beautiful. And so I got into it from her. But I agree with you. Like the stiletto, the designs just really are elevated on the stiletto nail.
Yeah.
And the coffin. I think like that would be like the second under the stiletto for me in terms of seeing on the nails.
When you're drawing characters though, I usually like to do that on square nails because the canvas is larger.
Okay. See, again, something else I would not have known. The expert did.
Yeah, no problem.
Well, I want to close it out by giving you the opportunity to share with the listeners about any products, any upcoming projects that you'd like to share, promote, and then where everyone can keep up with you and your businesses.
Got it. So the only thing that I'm going, not the only thing, I can't reduce what I'm about to do. So one of the things that I'm about to accomplish is my own nail line, nail polish line, gel polish. I am very excited. That's about to be rolled out in fall. Like fall 2024 is like going to be really big for me. So the wheels are going to be spinning. And I just want, like I said, I'm just trying to create a strong team so that they can, you know, be on that road with me. Because some things I haven't even shared with them that I have upcoming. So everything that is someone else on my wall will soon be ESN nails, you know. So the gel polish line, I am working on the idea of some kind of small convention for nails in the DMV area. And hopefully there's enough people in this area, you know, from Philly, DC, Maryland, Virginia, Delaware, Pennsylvania, that can actually fill up a nice convention space to think about nails. So I'm going to be thinking about doing that. I'm journeying across the country doing some pop-up shops. I'm going to start on this side, on this coast. And then I think my next salon I want is in Florida. So I'm looking at like the Tampa area. So I'm going to start trying to do some pop-up shops there. I have family. So they can kind of do a little bit of footwork with me, for me, while they're there, to see what's available for the pop-up shop. If I should do, you know, some kind of store, you know, I started with sweets here. Should I do that there? Or should I, you know, go straight to opening a storefront? So I don't know, but I have a lot of things in the pipeline. I do have some classes coming up. You can physically come in or you can Zoom it, which is another option. And the way you can keep up with that is if you follow me on Instagram, I'm at @theeril.moore. That's @theeril.moore. That's also on TikTok and also on Threads and Facebook.
Well, I can't wait to see all these things come into fruition, especially your gel nail polish line. That's really exciting. So I'm proud of you. I'm grateful to have had you as a guest on the podcast, and I am excited to see all the things that you have coming up.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm excited. I'll keep you posted.
You should be. All right, y'all. Well, that's the end of this episode of Styling Conversation. Until next Thursday, and we are out. Hey, Style Crew, make sure you're keeping up with our podcast through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, as well as the Podcast Index. And if you'd like to view the podcast visually, check out my YouTube channel, Styled by Jessica Lauren. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at @style_and_conversation_podcast.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.